Hi, I'm Dick Stein. Nancy Leeson was intrigued by a Washington Post column on why the Betty Crocker cookbooks from the 50s are still relevant today. Pretty retro, but I got her out-retroed by about 2,000 years. You're all about it on today's Food for Thought.
Stein, I read an opinion piece in the Washington Post last week. The headline was, Why Betty Crocker's 1950s Cookbook Resonates With Me Now.
You know, it was a real shame about what happened to Betty Crocker, too.
Yeah, what's that?
She went stir crazy.
So the columnist, Megan McArdle, who wrote it, made a case for why the Betty Crocker picture book, written for 50s housewives, reported to be the most sold cookbook in American history, remains an important book given the pandemic. Modern supermarkets, she says, were still emerging back then, so many housewives had to make multiple store shopping trips that rewarded advanced planning and scrupulous repurposing of leftovers. Quote, eating meant someone had to come up with three meals a day, 365 days a year, out of pantry staples with long shelf lives.
Good point. Conditions today are similar to that.
So, I have three really old copies of that book. Megan's family favorites were delicate fluffy pancakes and the bohemian braided bread that has sustained her family while opening Christmas presents for half a century.
Bread from the 50s, Nancy? How about some bread from 79 A.D.?
Excuse me?
That was the year when bakers in Pompeii were loading their loaves into the ovens when Vesuvius went off. When that baby blew, breads baked a little longer than planned and at a much higher temperature. 2,000 years later, they were discovered. So the British Museum commissioned a baker, an Italian baker, of course, Giorgio Locatelli, and how I wish I had his hair, to recreate these breads. And he did a YouTube video on it. It's a circular bread. The really cool thing about it, they wrapped a string around the equator, pulled it real tight, and then tied a loop in it. So after it comes out of the oven, there's this loop. Customer can just slip it over the wrist and carry it home.
Like a bread handbag?
Exactly, bag? Yeah. It was like a purse you could eat.
You know, Mac used to tell me when he was a kid, he would carry Roman meal bread sandwiches to school.
And that factory had a very long history dating from 1912 in Tacoma.
Did you use the same ingredients as the Roman meal?
Not exactly. Looking around, I find a lot of different combinations for Roman bread baking, spelt and emmer and all that, and they didn't have that. But also buckwheat kept coming up, and they did have some buckwheat groats, which I ground up in my old electric coffee grinder. I used a biga, an overnight pre-ferment, I made with some rye starter and wheat flour. Combined that with the buckwheat flour, some whole wheat flour, straight white wheat, water, a little olive oil, salt, kneaded it up and shaped it. Let it proof about 2 hours. Put the string in it. It was really fun. And baked it off. And you know what? It is really pretty good. It has this kind of a nutty taste from the buckwheat.
How old was that recipe?
Well, the shape of the loaf itself is from 79 A.D. The ingredients did some looking, and they're all over the place, all kinds of different combinations. Mainly what I was interested in was just recreating the shape of the bread, because I think, anyway, even if you use the, quote, authentic ingredients, spelt and emmer and all the rest of it, probably the strains we have today don't taste anything like what the Romans were using anyway. It's unknowable, I think.
That sounds even better than the Betty Crocker recipe to me. I think I might have to try it. And you know what? I have spelt an emmer flour here in my house, so.
I'll put a link to that video, as well as the picture of me proudly hoisting up the bread loaf like a prize salmon in the Food for Thought post, knkx.org.
You sent me a copy of the photo that you took. I have to tell you, I almost fell off my chair, so definitely folks need to have a look at this.
With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Betty Crocker hotline.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Ego Maximam.
Stein.